all know that old dictum of red wine with meat and white wine with fish is pretty much dead in the water. But pairing wine and edibles to greatest effect can still be quite a challenge for most of us. Natalie McLean has created nataliemclean.com, a website devoted to many aspects of wine, including food and wine pairings, a place where all of us can get a little guidance for those more challenging questions like potato chips with Riesling. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
Good. So did I do well? Do you think potato chips would go well with a Riesling?
It's a brilliant combination. I love those shabby chic kind of combos, high-low, or even champagne with potato chips. They both work because they, you know, in both of those crisp white wines, you've got that mouth-watering acidity, that swarm of bubbles in the case of bubbly that just cleanses your palate and makes the next chip taste even better.
And, you know, it just seems like we should get over this whole idea that wine is only for these like fabulous occasions or even just sitting down for dinner, but that if you do enjoy a glass of wine, that you can pair it with, I love that you use that word, shabby chic, sort of combos. Could you give us another one maybe?
Oh, sure. I love like a can of brown beans with a tawny port. I'm not a fabulous cook. I should be honest, I can't cook, but I do know how to pop corks. And so my husband and I tend to dress up meals and compensate for our lack of cooking skills with great wine combinations. And I just find that one enhances the other. And it, you're right, it doesn't have to be along traditional lines or even for formal dressed up meals. You can really make many, many dishes, including fast food takeout even, taste even better with a good glass of wine.
So you mentioned baked beans. What I want to know is what would fill out the rest of that plate with the baked beans and the tawny port?
Ooh, if it was a real fancy night, maybe hot dogs.
I was wondering if that would be a combo. That's what that's so funny.
It's all about flavors and textures. I mean, the same principles hold true when you're sort of matching, say, foie gras, which has that generous, both the salty and the perception of sweetness through the fat, and a Sauterne, a sweet white wine, as it would for, you know, a more humble dish. I think of maybe fried chicken, which again has your fat. Going to give you a perception of taste. So you want a really generous, buttery, fruity Chardonnay with it.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. What about things like a great taco from a taco truck, for example?
Yum. Let's see. If it's spicy or, you know, has some really rich fried meats in it, I'd go with a California Zinfandel because that's got a nice berry flavor. It's got some heft, but it's not too heavy. I just think that that would work well. Or again, a Riesling, an off-dry, slightly, just a touch of sweetness in that Riesling would marry well, again, with any fat or sweet sauces that might be mixed in with the taco.
Now, this journey that you've been on of creating this amazing generator, I guess you would call it, web generator for pairings, have you tasted all these pairings or do you get a lot of suggestions from visitors?
Both. I've been working on the Food and Wine Matcher for a couple of years, and I just recently launched it, but I get questions all the time from mostly from the people who subscribe to my e-newsletter. So they give me the strangest suggestions. And then I feel like that's a challenge. And I go and try to find wines that will match that dish, whether it's, you know, visiting a local restaurant that might serve that dish, or just thinking about the flavors that are in the dish and the flavors in the wine.
What was one of the more challenging requests you received lately?
Someone actually did want a match for Jell-O.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
didn't want to just pour the wine in the Jell-O?
That's a good idea. That would give it a good kick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think they were, you know, busy parents, and Jell-O was often the dessert, and mac and cheese would be the main course. Mac and cheese and a buttery Chardonnay, by the way, is brilliant. But with the Jell-O, of course, you're looking for something sweet and simple. So maybe an extra sweet Riesling, like an Oslazy or something like that.
Now, so, since we're talking about desserts with Jell-O, what about something like chocolate cake? You know, I'm one of those people that at the end of the meal, I really just love to have coffee, a great cup of coffee. But I know that I have friends who would really love to be given a wine if they're having some chocolate cake. What would you recommend?
Indeed, I'm a determined hedonist, so no food defeats me. I will find a wine for it. And when it comes to chocolate, you're looking for two things. You're looking not just for sweetness to match the sweetness in the chocolate, but also richness because of the texture. The mouth-coating texture of chocolate is gorgeous, but you need a wine to stand up to that. And so I will look for one of two wines. Ports do really well. The fortified wine from Portugal has both the richness and the sweetness, because as you know, a wine has to be sweeter than the dessert itself or it'll taste bitter. But an even better match, I think, is Banyuls, which is a sweet red wine from southern France made from late-picked Grenache grapes. So it has the heft, it has the sweetness and the richness. It's a beautiful combination.
Has anyone ever asked you to pair ice cream?
That's a real challenge because of dairy doesn't go exceptionally well with most wines. I think, again, I would look for more of a fortified wine, maybe like a tawny port, not a vintage port, but a tawny port with a bit of caramel and hazelnut flavor to it, especially if you've got those flavors in the ice cream. But that's a toughie.
Well, Natalie, I want to thank you for coming to visit us and sharing your wine matcher with us.
Well, thanks, Evan. It's been a pleasure, and I hope your listeners will come and visit me at my website.
Natalie McLean writes about wine. Her book is Red, White, and Drunk All Over. I've got links to her newsletter and website on our site at kcrw.com/goodfood.